Frustrated, Anakin suddenly stopped. With one smooth motion, he swiped a rock and tossed it into the woods. It hit a tree with a satisfying thud. "Feel better?" Obi-Wan asked.
"No."
"I didn't think so. Frustration is part of this exercise, young Padawan."
I know,
Anakin muttered. "Breathe in my impatience, then let it go." "Correct," Obi-Wan said serenely. He waited a moment. "Well?"
"Well, what?"
"I didn't see you breathe." Obi-Wan knew he was straining the patience of his Padawan. Yet these small tests were good lessons. Obediently, Anakin shut his eyes. He took a breath and released it. He opened one eye.
"Can I stop now?"
"I suppose," Obi-Wan grinned. "If Ren could see you now, he'd be very happy." A gleam of humor lit Anakin's eyes.
"The day isn't over yet."
"Come on, let's backtrack," Obi-Wan suggested, heading back down the trail. "We must have taken a wrong turn." Dappled sunlight streamed through the thick leaves overhead. They moved from pools of light into shadow and back again. The sun warmed their skin, then the shadows cooled it. The air smelled fresh and softly scented. It was a good day to be lost. Anakin suddenly crouched down and examined the trail. "He stopped here." He pointed to the dirt on the trail. Obi-Wan bent down.
"Yes, I think so."
"Definitely," Anakin's voice rose in excitement. "And then he passed over the grass here. This way." He led the way off the trail into the forest. Obi-Wan noted the clues and followed. After a morning of looking for tiny changes in the ground and leaves overhead, Ren had left a substantial clue to his progress. It must be part of his strategy to mix up his hard clues with some easier ones. Anakin led the way through the dense forest. It was easier to track Ren now. The ground was soft and the leaves underfoot were still wet. Obi-Wan allowed Anakin to take the lead, enjoying the fragrant walk through the trees. Anakin stopped and turned.
"There's a clearing ahead," he said in a hushed tone. "And some caves. Do you think we've caught up with him already? Those marks still look fresh."
"I doubt it," Obi-Wan said. "But proceed carefully. We have to get close in order to end the exercise." "A lightsaber's length away," Anakin said. "But I think our only chance is to surprise him."
"Anakin."
Obi-Wan's call was swallowed in the shadows. Anakin ran silently ahead, then dashed out into the clearing. Obi-Wan followed, wishing he could teach his Padawan to curb his impatience. He wished this even more when he realized where Ren had led them. They had stumbled on a Molia den. He remembered the Molia from his first trip to Ragoon 6. They were fast, agile, deadly creatures, fierce predators with triple rows of teeth. Anakin stood frozen in the middle of the clearing. He had seen the Molia spread out on the rocks. At first, their blue-gray fur had melted into the shadows. At least they hunt at night. He had fought them with Qui-Gon. He remembered the gleam of fluorescent green eyes, the cunning of the creatures as they circled. He did not want to meet up with them again.
"What are they?" Anakin whispered.
"Just back up," Obi-Wan murmured. But even as they took two steps backward, Obi-Wan saw one creature stir. A long, tapered snout lifted. Two fierce eyes opened. A low rumble deep in the Malia's throat told Obi-Wan that they were in trouble.
Chapter 3.
The Molia sprang at the same time as Obi-Wan. The creature was just a blue streak in the air. Obi-Wan slashed at it, and it fell with a wounded howl. The rest of the pack rose. Obi-Wan counted swiftly. 16. There could be more in the caves. They were lean, rangy creatures with matted blue-gray fur. One Molia stepped forward and lifted its snout. Its eyes flashed a bright fluorescent green as it bared its triple row of yellow teeth.
"Attractive creatures," Anakin said, his lightsaber at the ready.
"Back up slowly. Perhaps they won't attack, but if they do, don't underestimate them," Obi-Wan said rapidly as he backed up a step. "I fought them with Qui-Gon. They have very quick reflexes. They will come at us from the trees. They will try to separate and surround us."
Anakin took a cautious step back. How did you defeat them?
We didn't, Obi-Wan said. A native tribe helped us.
You needed help?
A flicker of nerves crossed Anakin's face. Yes, Anakin. Even Jedi need help occasionally. So just keep backing up. Very, very slowly. Oh, and another thing. Don't look them in the eye.
Oops, Anakin said.
The snarling pack surged forward. Obi-Wan saw a streak of blue as two Malia separated from the others and headed for the trees. Another dodged to come at Anakin from his left.
Anakin! I see it.
Anakin almost stumbled, surprised by the burst of speed the Malia took on as it pounced. He barely got his lightsaber lifted in time to slash at the creature's neck. Obi-Wan made sure his Padawan had succeeded, even as he tracked another Malia that was circling toward him from the left. At the same time, he kept his gaze roaming in the trees, where two Malia were jumping from branch to branch.
Whatever you do, don't let any get behind us, he said, as he leaped toward the Malia, brandishing his lightsaber.
The Malia retreated, snarling, its eyes a flash in the shadows. Anakin whirled to fend off two Malia that were attempting to get behind him. At the same time, another Malia dropped from the tree. Obi-Wan leaped toward him to help his Padawan. Back to back, the two of them fought the snarling pack. The air seemed to be full of flying fur and pointed yellow teeth. The Malia attacked in fury. Obi-Wan and Anakin had to use their feet to kick as well as their lightsabers. Anakin was not yet able to easily use the Force to move living objects, but Obi-Wan was able to send several Malia flying with his outstretched left hand. They continued to back away into the forest. Now they could use the trees as barriers. Anakin fought furiously. The rhythm of the battle took over his actions. His lightsaber was a red blur in the shadows, and his body became a weapon as well. He leaped, kicked, and whirled. He sent a Malia flying with a well-timed chop of his hand to the animal's windpipe. A strangled snarl ended in a yelp as the Malia flew backward and hit a tree. There were now 8 Malia left, half the original pack. 2 were limping from the battle. The others circled, snarling. They still bared their teeth and howled at the Jedi. But Obi-Wan could see that their attack had become less focused. They had not expected such resistance. Next to him, Anakin was breathing hard. His lightsaber was held firmly in his hand. Not even the slightest tremble betrayed how hard he had been working.
Let's keep backing up, Obi-Wan murmured.
Slowly. Do not look at them directly. Anakin gritted his teeth.
Believe me, Master, I won't make that mistake again.
The Malia continued to follow them, but kept a few meters away as the Jedi retreated. Obi-Wan did not blame the Malia for the attack. The Jedi had stumbled on their territory. He did not want to wipe out the entire pack. The Jedi speeded up their pace a bit. The Malia did not follow. They huddled together and roared their anger as Obi-Wan and Anakin retreated. The shadows gradually swallowed them up, and soon all the Jedi heard were their angry snarls. Anakin shivered as he deactivated his lightsaber.
The sound alone is enough to scare you, he said. Do you think they'll follow us?
I doubt it. Despite their cunning, they are simple creatures, Obi-Wan said. They were defending their home. We were lucky that it was daylight. They weren't in hunting mode.
You mean they would have fought harder?
Anakin asked incredulously. And longer. Obi-Wan tucked his lightsaber back in his belt. They would not have given up.
And here I thought this was such a peaceful planet, Anakin remarked.
Why would Ren lead us into a Malia den? That seems extreme, even for Ren.
He wouldn't, Obi-Wan said.
We must have misread the clue. Let's return to the place on the trail where we saw it.